principal prostitution. The sacrifice of principle for gain. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. That's 1 Timothy 6:10. The love of money, the desire for promotion, the desire to be accepted causes a weak person to compromise their principles. This is principle prostitution. Let's look at a phenomenon in Christianity today. The acceptance of abortion and homosexuality. I've said and I have heard others say that you cannot be a Democrat and a Christian at the same time. Yet there are Christian churches that are full of Democrats, while there are multitudes, if not all, that contain some Democrats. I've often wondered why politics is considered off limits in many churches. I think I know the reason now. Politics is how ideology plays out. Ideology is how worldview plays out. Worldview is how spirituality plays out. Hence, a person's politics indirectly reveals their spiritual state. So talking about politics in church uncovers the spiritual wickedness in Christians who are principal prostitutes. The reality is that the Democratic Party is ideally situated to attract principal prostitutes. The Democratic Party is all about free stuff and licentiousness. We will give you what you want, and we will not criticize your lifestyle. So anyone, including Christians who love money more than principle, are attracted to the Democratic Party. Why do I consider a Christian Democrat a principal prostitute? Because the association cheapens the individual. It undermines their testimony, and it undermines their relationship with Christ. Sexual prostitution is terrible, but principal prostitution is worse. This is because sexual prostitution is of the flesh, while principal prostitution is of the heart. If you're a principal prostitute, repent and return to your first love. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. James 4:8.